just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean
on. At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at...
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is BESTBETS travel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and do we have a show for you today? That's right. Welcome aboard. Glad you're with us today. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Before we go further, I have to introduce something very important. I have to tell you something very important. We have a new partner. That's right. The name is Second Sight. Second Sight. We're partners now with Second Sight. And they will be bringing to you the second hour of the radio show. The second hour brought to you by Second Sight. That's right. Second Sight. Lynn, you there?
Yeah, and I'm glad I didn't have my headphones on when you said welcome.
Oh, okay.
Right, Gary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me introduce my co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, just trying to get organized.
Okay.
Kind of hectic here right now. I am here, and I have a quick little announcement. Just wanted to tell everybody that besides talking about the Super Bowl and our guest callers, I learned something new today. And what I learned the word pal in drum. And what that is, it's a word, a phrase. Or
would you say that again?
Pal, P-A-L, pal in drum. And if it reads the same backward as forward, and guess what? Today's date, 02-02-2020. Flip it backwards and you will see it's still the same. And that's only once in 900 years. And I'd like to thank Greg Lindbergh's mom for posting that. Marsha Lindbergh for sharing that with us. Yep. That's what I
My other co-host, today. Before we go any further, is a young man, buddy of mine, named
He's a buddy
Gary
of mine
Sinclair.
Too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody.
Gary Sinclair, co-host. Gary
I'm
Sinclair.
Back. This is going to be one funny show tonight.
I think so.
And behind the scenes, that Gary and I can't see him, but he's there. I think he's there. Are you there?
He's
Chris
here.
Shaw, our engineer. You there? Chris? I don't hear him.
He's teasing working. You.
I'll just bother you. Say that he didn't know if I was here or
he's
not.
Teasing you.
You're teasing.
Yeah.
3-0 right now in the Super Bowl first quarter. 2:02 left in the first quarter. 3-0 49ers over the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs are right here at the 7-yard line, and they're driving in and just scored a touchdown.
Hey, Chris, I was told today by somebody who says, well, you're going to miss the game. I said, no, Chris will keep us informed the whole game.
Oh, yeah. And I'm looking at some of these crazy commercials that they got out. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Did you hear my news about the 02-02-2020? You weren't even paying attention.
He wasn't paying attention.
It's once in 900 years, Chris. Got to pay attention.
02-02-2020.
Flip it around.
2020.
For those people tuning in, what is this show all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's it.
They didn't make the touchdown. They called it back.
And our show is fun, educational, entertaining, and employment. Right. And it's fun.
We'll keep it light tonight because the light. Game is on. We know that everybody
and
out
Gary,
there has one year to the football game.
What's up?
Here's one you don't know.
Okay.
See if you know this.
Okay.
Did you ever know there was a quarterback that played in the Super Bowl? And I'll give you a hint. He was an Indian. He was a Native American
Indian.
Yeah,
Native American. Uh-huh.
And he was blind.
That's right. How'd you know that? That's right. He was blind.
And I can't remember his name.
He's only had some sight in one eye.
Very little.
Did you say it was Plunkett or something?
Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett, yeah.
Jim Plunkett.
Yeah, he's
and there's another quarterback, too, and I can't think of his name. If anybody out there can think of the other quarterback's name, there was two quarterbacks. Each one had only one eye, and I think they both went to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure on the second one.
Okay.
I think he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not sure. But there was... I think his name is McMahon, but I'm not sure. But Jim Plunkett, I'm 100% sure.
Jim McMahon?
Yes.
Yeah.
He played for Chicago and he played for... Uh-huh. That's right. He played for the Cubs. Not Cubs.
The Bears.
Bears. And he played for the Eagles.
Yeah, Jim McMahon.
He only had one eye, too.
He did make it to the Super Bowl in 85.
Okay. He only had one eye.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs just scored a touchdown off an option play. The ball was kept by Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, and he ran right in. The defensive end forgot to do his job. That's the only way I could tell you.
Hey, and besides football today, what else today?
What is else?
It's Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's right. And I had a little thing about
that. Oh, that's right. It sure is.
And Phil did not see his shadow, so it's going to be an early spring this year.
Right. That is correct.
Oh, yeah, got it. Okay.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
So Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, everybody wants me.
Do you know this?
No, I don't know it. What is it?
I don't know if you know this. What's do you know what's in April, this April? You know what this April is going to be for this radio show, Blind and Beyond?
It is going to be at the end of our fourth year, going into our fifth.
April. We're going into our fifth year. March is our 48th year. What's this? This is February. We've been on the air now 47 months.
I thought you said 48th year. I was thinking, what?
He said 48 year. I didn't say it. 48 month, he meant to say.
No, he said it right.
No.
He 47 months. Fourth year going,
fourth year going into the fifth.
Exactly correct.
Yeah, we've been on the air total of four years. Now we're going into our fifth year. Yeah.
And that's not counting actually 2.5 more years.
And people thought we would be on the
radio. Wouldn't be on. It wouldn't last 2 months.
Yeah. They thought, a lot of people in the blind community thought, we, you know, what kind of radio show is that? And we're the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired. The only one in the country that's a commercial radio show.
And we're not only nationwide through the United States, but Egypt and all over.
Well, people listen. A lot of countries are listening to us now. Yep, yep.
So, Gary, I have a few of the items that you wanted to bring up. Actually, I switched them around a little bit, but it's a little bit of football.
Whatever, but
football information. Yep. So, Gary found out that the first Super Bowl was January 15th, 1967. And do you know who it was, Chris?
The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding. All right.
This is me you're talking to.
And Gary found out that football was invented in Brunswick, New Jersey, in November 6, 1869. And Gary, who were the two teams you told me?
I forgot.
Oh, Princeton versus Rutgers.
Yeah.
But you said it was more like soccer in those days.
Yeah, it was imitating soccer.
Right.
But they changed it out a little bit with the shape of the ball and how it was to be played.
Yeah.
But
And I was looking up what you mentioned about the most touchdowns in 1 year or season. Right. I came up with Peyton Manning. What didn't match what you had?
Well,
I don't know.
My Alexa is pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, Peyton Manning.
Here's one you don't find Alexa. Wilson Sporting Goods. You heard of Wilson Sporting Goods?
Yeah.
And that's the balls those people use in
baseball. Yes. Wilson balls. Yeah. Wilson football.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a movie out, a famous movie, and the character in the movie was talking to his, because he was on a raft, and he was in the middle of nowhere, and he had nobody to talk to, so he named the ball Wilson, and his name Mr. Wilson. He kept on talking to Mr. Wilson. Do you know the movie I'm talking about? Anybody know the movie I'm talking about? That's first trivia of the night. What movie am I talking about?
Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Wilson.
Well, we'll have to address that
later. He was on Dennis the Menace.
I'm talking about, there was a famous movie. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
On the character.
Had to go to break. Right, we need to go to break and take our special guest on the other side of the break. Stephanie Jones, Menus for All. Yes. Looking forward to that.
Dan's on the line. We're going to take in Dan?
We're going to go to break.
Oh, going to break.
Yep.
We're going to break.
There you go.
We're going to break. Don't go away.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com. Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Did I say it nice and soft?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. That means you now have the phone number. You know what that next means? You need a finger to push the buttons.
And maybe they'll call in with our next guest and ask her some questions. I'd like to welcome back Stephanie Jones from Menus for All. Welcome, Stephanie.
Welcome, Stephanie.
I understand you have a big announcement tonight.
How are you all?
We're
Hello,
good.
Stephanie.
Oh, yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Stephanie.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, a little late. But
I think this is the second time I've talked to you all this New Year, so we're all
great. Oh, is
it?
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, all righty.
She was on the last time I was on.
Okay, yeah. A month ago.
Yep.
Okay, so tell
Very
us.
Good. Well, we always enjoy being on the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is a great platform. You all are giving such wonderful information. So we thank you all for the time you let Menus for All.
Well, we appreciate
it. Be on here talking to your listeners. I love getting the feedback. So you are right. We have some announcements today, and we chose this platform to make those announcements. So for those who don't know what Menus for All, let me start off there. Menus for All is something that you need to know about. We were voted as one of the top 10 tools for the blind and visually impaired by World Services for the Blind. So much love out there to the team over at World Services in Arkansas, providing information, and they saw fit that Menus for All is one of those tools that you need in your toolbox. And what we are is a website that offers accessible menus for when you go out to a restaurant. No more having to ask someone to read the menu for you. No more trying to get the waiter to read it to you. You get to choose it. You get to look at it. You can look at it in a low vision with low vision modifications if that's what you need built right into the site. Whether you're a screen reader and using Android or Apple-based products, or even if you are a Braille reader, you can connect your Braille display to your devices and have a Braille menu at your fingertips without asking the waitress to go find one, and they don't know what you're talking about. So that's what we do for Menus for All. But tonight, we are excited about how we are growing. We currently have 50,000 restaurants in our database, and we're located in about 12,000 cities. But that's not how many restaurants are in the United States, and we want to see that number grow. The only way we can do that is we need people on the ground in restaurants introducing our service. Now, Menus for All, that's our assistive technology side. We know that unemployment is 70% for the blind and visually impaired community. So while we're using Menus for All to feed you physically, we want to use Menus for All to put a little money in your pocket so that you can go out and use the service. So as of tonight, we are opening our employment opportunity with Menus for All. We are looking for independent contractors, commission-based sales representatives across the nation who can go out and introduce the Menus for All services to restaurants right in their area. So that is our huge news tonight. Not only are we going to be feeding you, we're going to be putting some money in your pocket.
That don't sound like a hard job. That sounds like a pretty easy job to me.
So listen, if anybody has any questions,
you're
call
right.
In.
It can be easy.
Yeah, and fun.
Let me tell you
that's
how.
Gary.
That was Gary.
What's that?
Let me tell you, Gary.
Let me tell you how to apply since you think it's easy. Okay. I'm not trying to steal you, but you never know. On your in your side time, you might want to make a little extra money. I don't know. So we're looking for applicants to be able to send us a letter of interest. This is your chance to kind of pitch yourself and tell us about yourself and why you're interested in the position. Tell us about your background. We're looking for your current resume, and we're looking for one letter of professional reference. Now, we know that our moms will all write us a letter of reference. And it will probably be great. But we're looking for that reference from maybe someone at the rehab facility that you went to who sees your potential. Maybe a past employer. Maybe somewhere that you've been volunteering. Somewhere that's going to be able to show us that, yes, you have been in a leadership role, that you have had some work experience, or you have the potential to have that experience. And so those three items, you send it to sales, S-A-L-E-S, at menusforall.com, and send it to Helen at menusforall.com.
And Stephanie.
And that's menus with a four.
And Stephanie.
Yes.
I would say that this is a job that's for young and the older. It does, there's no age limit on this.
No, there's not. Anybody can go out and do it.
Absolutely.
We're looking for people who may have had some past experience in the restaurant industry or sales industry, or whether that's public relations or public speaking. So it's pretty much open.
Yep. Could I interrupt you just for a moment? Come on, people. I know y'all got questions out there for her. The number's 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Come on, Aunt, let's get some questions. Let's see, get you a job.
That's right.
Because that's what we're all about here. Fun, entertaining, educational, and employment radio show.
The one-stop shop.
One-stop shop. Sounds really exciting. And you say, yeah, they can get out there and have their lunch and be making money at the same time.
That's right, because a lot of times, if you think about it, you're already in a restaurant. You may have already made connections to individuals who can make these decisions. So why not put that time that you've already spent and the money you've already spent in that restaurant, put it to work for you and allow it to put something back in your pocket?
All right, I got another question for you, Stephanie. Now, say a person doesn't really want to get employed. He just wants to, he has a restaurant or she has a restaurant she really likes, but wants, still wants to let you know. How do they get a hold of you and let you know about that?
So if they have a connection of a restaurant that they would like to see added to the Menus for All service, they can contact me at sales@menusforall.com. Send us, whether it's just the restaurant name and phone number, if they've talked to someone in there who might be interested in learning more about the service, if they can just send me an email with that information. And I'd like to have their contact information as well so I can reach back out to them and talk to that individual as well.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have some calls, Chris?
Do you have any calls, Chris?
He doesn't have his headphones on. He's on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's got a call coming in.
And also,
he's fielding the call.
He's screening the calls, right? If anybody wants to think about it, you know, tonight, and you're just not ready to call in right now to talk to Stephanie, just write us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Don't forget, it's on our website.
And we can steer you in the right direction.
Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's up there.
Okay.
Yes, we thought this was a perfect place to launch this.
We do have some questions for
you. Terry from Claremont. Are you on the air, Terry from Claremont?
Hello, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hello. You there?
Yes.
Hey, Terry.
Say hello to Stephanie.
Say hello to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing this evening?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. I have been using your app. I'm vision impaired, and I just really, really love it. And I would love to have the opportunity to be a 1099 team member for you.
There you go.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
So, my question is how does it work to get the restaurants on board? What is the cost of the advertisement, or is there a cost to adding the menu?
So the restaurants, there's a cost for adding their menu to our service. And sometimes that cost differs depending upon how many locations and whether those locations have unique menus or all the same menus. And that's all information that we're going to go through in training with our representatives that will be going out and approaching
restaurants.
That's
all that stuff you can discuss off the air.
Right. So, Stephanie, what would you like Terry to do? Should she email you, call you?
So if she's interested, she can submit a letter of interest, her resume, and a letter of professional recommendation to both sales@menusforall.com and to helen@menusforall.com.
Did you hear that, Terry? Either sales@menusforall.com or helen@menusforall.com.
Yes, thank you. One of the things
Okay,
thanks. Have a great night.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. We have somebody else.
We have Sheila on the line from Orlando, Florida. Sheila, you're on the line.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I am good. And you? Thank you so much for calling in.
I am wanting to know if someone were to apply and become, you know, involved in this, what do? Do you just walk into a restaurant and say, I'd like to speak to the manager? Or, do you do a training? Or how?
We're going to do a training, and in that training, we would address questions like that. We've got some best practices of how representatives can go out and approach restaurants, how to make a successful sales call, and those are things we would handle throughout that training.
And would you do it via telephone conference call, or would you come to Orlando if someone were interested, or would they have to go to you?
No, they would not have to come to me, and thank God for technology, because you can be thousands of miles apart and still get something done.
Amen.
So we would do a lot of it through conference calls. There's some great platforms like Zoom we can use, and there's always email and text messaging. So there's lots of ways for us to get it done with
them. Yeah, I was thinking about the training, because you just don't want to throw everybody out there in the pool. And
No. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure that we're supporting our people out there.
Right. I want to be in contact with our people.
Yeah, I do love Menus for All. Unfortunately, there's a lot of Orlando that isn't covered, which really disappoints me. So I'm hoping
this might be your opportunity.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Stephanie. You guys have a great service.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
You as well.
Thanks, Sheila, for calling in.
Thank you, Sheila. If anybody else has a call, please call now.
That was Terry calling in from, where was Terry calling in from?
Somewhere in Florida. Was it Claremont?
Yes, Claremont.
Claremont, Florida.
Yep.
Yeah, that's nice, and I hope she follows up.
Anybody out there, this is not just for Florida. Anybody out there,
it's anywhere in the country.
Call in now and speak to Stephanie.
And don't forget, you don't have to be working. You can still pass the word and get a hold with Stephanie. So if you want a special
respite. You might be a retired person, not working anymore.
Yeah.
It's good for it's great for a retired person.
Yeah, especially if they like to eat.
And well, I think we all like to eat.
And also, you don't have to go to a restaurant. You can call them up on the phone.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah, you don't.
A lot of my
phone
calls I do.
Yep.
A lot of my when I make calls, I always use
the phone.
Right, and technology makes it possible where we don't have to always do everything face to face. Sometimes that's a great way to communicate. But then again, you might start your conversation off by the phone or end it with the phone call.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming on board and telling about what you do.
Lynn, thank you guys so much for having us,
Stephanie?
And the work that you all do for this community. And thank you for letting Menus for All be part of it.
And Stephanie, don't forget, if you want to come down here to Orlando and, you know, come and visit us, we'll put you on the show.
Well, that, you know what? That sounds like an offer I can't refuse. So the next time in Orlando, make room for me.
Okay.
Make room for Stephanie. Okie dokie.
Well, thank you. We're going to go to
break.
Wait.
All right. One
second.
We're not going to break just yet. I think we are, but I think we had a call. Chris, all right, we're going to go to break, but we might have another caller for you, Stephanie, and we'll just give her your information off the air.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, well, have a good
evening.
Good evening.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back.
Yes, we are back. This is your host, Michael. The phone I'm going to call in, which I definitely hope you do, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. And right now, it's time for trivia.
Oh, you were going to mention about Elise.
Oh, yes. Before we go to trivia,
I want to thank her for listening.
I want to thank you, Elise from Massachusetts, who called in during the break, and she would like to talk to Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stephanie, we'll be sending you the information from Elise from Massachusetts.
Well, Elise may write to her directly, but we have her phone number.
We're going to... Trivia time. I want to know who is singing this song.
Is this Gary's song?
It's my song.
Okay.
Back in 1971.
Don't say what year. Happy
birthday.
Not Gary's song.
Not it.
Happy birthday, baby. Oh,
not 71.
I love you so.
This isn't my song.
No.
Well, how did that happen? Sorry, Gary.
Okay, but it ain't my song. I like it, though. It's a good song.
Who is singing this song? It's not 1971.
Well, I didn't sing my song in
1971.
This must be yours.
Who's singing this song? Call in 407-894-1680. This is the trivia, the first trivia. Okay, who's singing that song? That group had some hits, big hits. He had, but when they call in for tell me who was singing that song, the lead singer was with two different groups, that group and another group. So who's singing that song? 407-894-1680.
Now that definitely isn't 71.
No.
Well, you know, Michael, Gary, he snuck it in before yours.
Uh-huh.
I know. I didn't say, so which one is first? I just told Chris that song.
Sneaky.
Chris, you got the other song? Was Chris there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I got the other song. Good. I'm sorry. When you said that was the last thing that popped up.
Okay, no problem.
That's okay.
Wait till you get my age. You'll understand.
Yeah.
Who's singing the song? Anybody know it? Any calls yet?
Not yet. I
not
haven't.
Yet. They don't know it.
Must be a tough one, Michael.
Yeah, that's a real tough one. Mike done picked out an old school one that's really, really tough.
Yeah, huh?
Big song, though.
So, Gary,
yeah.
You were talking about Groundhog Day. So yep. I have little things here about today. So the question is, are we in for 6 more weeks or winter? And you said that the groundhog
didn't see his shadow.
Did not see his shadow. So we can expect warmer temperatures.
Warmer temperatures,
spring.
Early spring.
Well, actually, I saw our daughter on Facebook. She went, woohoo, 6 weeks and it's spring.
I think actually a lot of this country's gone through early spring this year.
Well, you know how it started?
In and out.
I have to actually read this. I can't pronounce it. But only a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil knows for sure. Each year on Groundhog Day, people flock to Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, to await the forecast of the local rodent celebrity. Originating with German settlers who came to Pennsylvania in the 1700s and brought their seasonal superstitions with them, legend has it that if Phil sees his shadow on February 2nd, the winter chill will continue.
6 more weeks.
Yep. But he didn't see.
But
I got a question for everybody.
Today
out
is
there
Groundhog
listening.
Day.
I got a question for everybody listening. If you don't use a cane and you don't use a guide dog, then how do you get around? I want to know how you get around with curbs, because I have a problem with curbs lately. As Lynn can tell you, but I'm not too good with lately.
Yeah.
It's not just curbs. It's the when you park your car and you get out of the car for someone that you're in, and those, what are they called, bumpers?
I don't know what they call
car
those
stops.
Things.
Car
it's
stops?
It's like a curb, but...
It's a like a curb, but it's a car stop.
Car,
it's
to
stop
car.
The car from going any
right.
further.
Yeah, right. I have a problem with those.
Well, while we're waiting for some callers for your trivia, I wanted to remind everybody I got an interesting email from Lighthouse Central Florida, who, as you know, is our sponsor, and that they are having an upcoming workshop at the Lighthouse this Friday, February 7th. Was that this Friday? Today's the 2nd?
Yeah.
From 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And what it is, they're going to have accessible voting machines there from Orange County Supervisor of Elections, mm-hmm. and they will be on hand, and a representative from the League of Women's Voters of Orange County. And
yes, they do.
I said we don't.
Yes, you
gentlemen,
do.
Gentlemen, I'm trying to read this. of Orange County talking about the Census 2020 and the importance of completing the sentence and the impact it has on your community.
We live in Lake County. They don't have machines.
Yes, they do. It's a law.
Okay.
They
Lynn.
Do, but
what?
They won't volunteer the information unless you ask for it. So anyway, if you're interested in learning about the accessible voting machine, you can go down to Lighthouse this Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. 12 p.m. And the address is 215 East New Hampshire
in Florida.
Street.
215 East New Hampshire.
In Florida, you have to ask for that machine.
Yes.
If you don't ask, then I'm going to tell you about it.
But I got to tell you, see, and I'm a user of it. If anybody's afraid of it, do not be afraid of it. It's
you did
only,
it?
I've done it a few times. And it's so easy. There's only like up, down, arrow, and left to right, and you know, side by side or whatever you call it, right and left, up and down, and then one in the middle. And that's all you got to work with. And then, so if you want to go, if I'm recalling right, if you want to go to the next item, check on this guy, and then keep going, or you can back on up, go to the top
is it
button.
Audio?
Yeah,
audio?
And then when you pick the one, you push the center button, it clicks, it locks it in.
Gary,
yes.
You did all that yourself?
Yes.
Oh, my
I'm surprised.
Goodness.
It's easy.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's
I'm
very
impressed.
Easy. And it'll tell you, you can it'll review
you
all your stuff for you.
I can't believe you did it.
Yes, and yeah. I tried to get you to go over there the one time when we had that one on the outside, but you didn't make it over there. It's very easy to use.
The phone number to call in if you want to call in, 407-894-1680.
And
that's what the show is all about.
And Michael, like I say, if I could do it, anybody could. I'm not technical at all, but that's how easy it is. If you're not technical, you still do that one.
You can call in about your state, about it, accessible as far as your visually impaired.
This is a big year. But we'll be hearing more and more about voting and accessibility
but what
during
they're,
the year.
Early voting, what they're doing is... And that's for Republicans and Democrats. Now, if you're independent like I can't do it.
Oh, you're independent like me, huh?
Yeah. So we can't do nothing.
We can't do nothing. Nope. Primaries.
Nope. Yeah.
So get out there and do your voting and learn how to use it. It's simple. If you want to go down to 215 East New Hampshire, Lighthouse.
Phone number to call in if you want to call in and be part of the show, 407-894-1680. Nobody called in for that trivia, last trivia.
Chris is going to grab the phone and see who's on the
air. Otherwise, I'm going to give the answer.
Wait.
So, Lynn, thinking of groundhogs, did anybody ever see that groundhog? I mean, they keep saying that Stefanoni or whatever place it is, but I've never seen anybody go there or be on television. They should have put it on TV.
All right, Mike, we got somebody that you need to talk to. You in trouble. Yeah, when Gary said it right, it's a big uh-oh. That's a big uh-oh, Mike. All the way from Orlando, Florida. The Chiefs are playing right now, and it's a commercial break, so she's going to talk to you probably kind of quick. Sheila.
I knew it. I was going to say, Sheila, call in. I knew she'd call in.
Oh, that's funny, Chris. Okay. Michael Golder.
That's me.
That's it.
You in trouble. She said the name. You in trouble.
Voting is very accessible. And it is throughout the country now. And in Florida, all accessible machines are for everyone. That is the law now in Florida. So Lynn can go into the same voting machine that you're using because they are all used by everyone.
Oh, no more paper. In Lake County, we have paper.
They are still paper. But what it used to be is we as blind people only had one machine or two machines in a poll. Well, now Lynn can go in after you're done voting. She can use the same machine. She doesn't have to use the keypad. She can use her own, you know, sighted stuff. But it is extremely accessible, and every poll in this state has to have one machine. No, if you walk in, they're not going to say, oh, Mr. Golder, let's take you to the machine. You're going to say, I'm blind, I need the accessible machine.
You have to ask. They told me that.
That's all you have to do.
They told us they weren't allowed to ask.
They said there's a sign.
They're not allowed to ask.
There's a sign that says you have to ask.
But you need to be an advocate, and you need to ask.
Yep.
So I just wanted people to understand that, you know, it's out there.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
Thank you so much for calling in, Sheila.
No, I just figured I'd give you a hard time.
Okay.
That's a good thing. Good, good. Keep doing it.
That's Sheila.
Yeah, she was calling to whoop you. Yeah. I wasn't going to get a part of that one.
Whoop your butt.
Anybody else on the line for trivia?
Not trivia, but we do have our good friend from Altamont Springs on the phone line calling us back.
Okay, good. Okay,
you want to chat with him first?
I'm going to give the answer then.
Yeah, give it quickly.
I'm going to give the answer to that one. That 16 candles by The Crest. The lead singer, his name was Johnny Maestro.
Wasn't there a movie?
Johnny Maestro.
Johnny Maestro had two groups. And 16 candles.
He had Brooklyn Bridge was one group, and the other was The Crest.
Okay.
That was The Crest by 16 candles.
16 candles.
By The Crest. Let's talk to Dan. Dan Day. The son of Doris Day.
Absolutely.
You got it.
That's true.
That's right.
So how are you guys tonight?
All right, doing good. Dan Day from Orlando, Florida. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, good, good. Hey, you mentioned palindromes at the beginning of the show, so I had to call with this interesting bit of trivia about palindromes. And as you said, Lynn, a palindrome is basically a word or a sentence that's spelled the same backwards and forwards.
Like mama.
Or in this, you mentioned a numeric sequence, of course, today's date. I'll give you another example. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. If you write that down, you'll see it's the same backwards as forwards.
And what, the of course word Panama?
A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
I mean the whole sentence, you mean?
Yeah, if you put those letters
That's complicated.
You spelled exactly the same.
I like little words like mama. Backwards is the same as one way as the other.
Mom.
Same
so, mom. Mom.
So now, now I'm going to try tie palindromes into the foundation, believe it or not. So there was a lot, has been a lot in the news about a gene editing technique called CRISPR. I'm willing to bet most everyone listening in has heard of CRISPR before, but may not have any idea what it means. But CRISPR stands for, now it's C-R-I-S-P-R, there's no E in it, as in the device that keeps your lettuce fresh in the refrigerator, but this is C-R-I-S-P-R, and it is clustered interspaced, let's see if I got it right, clustered interspaced, I'm getting confused on clustered interspaced, let me see. Clustered interspaced short palindromic repeats. So the P is palindromic, and I don't know the scientific reason why. We'd need to get somebody who's a scientist to say that, but I thought it was interesting that it's tied in with palindromes.
Look what I started here.
You just started, right?
Yeah, I started a whole scientific thing
Well,
here.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, guys, have fun.
I'm much smarter now.
Yeah. Glad you're out there, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye. Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I got a question for you. Anybody listening? I would like to speak to somebody from Massachusetts. Anybody out there from Massachusetts? What's that woman's name? Who wrote to you?
Elise.
Elise, are you listening? Elise? Call in. 407-894-1680.
I'd
love to
hour.
Talk to Elise. From anybody like to talk to somebody from Massachusetts? That's where I was born.
I have to tell you something really silly. That yesterday, you know what yesterday was, Michael and Gary?
Day before Groundhog Day.
Wait, this is my kind of day. Oh. National Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day was yesterday, and I missed it. Happy National Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Surprisingly, this holiday was invented in New York in the middle of winter. It was created in the 1960s. Clearly, because it was a groovy idea, get it? The 60s?
Yeah.
The day is further proof that you can eat ice cream at any time of the year, any time of the day, and on any occasion. So on the first Saturday in February, you can go ahead and get
your... time for another trivia.
No.
Oh.
You can get your treat on.
So you say that was in New York?
Cool. Yeah, it was started in New York.
Boy,
yeah.
I was up there. I'd never heard of no such thing.
I like
ice cream. They let you into New York.
Huh?
They let you into New York.
Anybody else on the line, Chris?
To.
No? Okay.
I'd like to talk to somebody from Massachusetts.
Hey, what's going on with the football game, Chris?
Well, as of right now, we're at about under one minute going into halftime. The score is 10-10. The 49ers have the ball right now.
It's a tied score,
right.
Wow, that's
halftime
game.
Already?
We're getting ready to go to halftime in less than 50 seconds.
Wow. That first half went fast.
Tie score.
Jeez.
Gary, do you really care?
Yeah. No, I don't.
I know you don't.
Oh, Michael, I got a question.
He's getting in the spirit of things
here. I got to ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I told you I don't know much about sports or football or anything, but the guy that throws the ball, isn't he the pitcher and the guy running in the field is the catcher?
It's on baseball. It's baseball.
I told
football.
You, stupid. No,
wrong
I just
game.
I just messing with you.
Wrong game.
I just messing with you, Michael.
Wrong game.
Hey, let's hit the phone line real quick.
Okay.
You asked for it. You got it, Mike. Your wish is my command on this afternoon and early evening. Here's Elise.
Oh,
hey, Elise.
Elise.
That's so funny.
I got one for you. Elise. I Elise a car today.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We are goofy tonight.
So you're from Massachusetts.
Yes, I am.
What part of Massachusetts?
Somerville.
Oh, Somerville. I got a daughter in Needham, and I was born in Brookline, Mass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Born at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Brookline, Mass.
So how cold is it up there?
Big question. I wanted to know how she learned about the show.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Big question.
How did I what?
Learn about a show.
Yep.
Oh, I learned about it through guide dog users.
Hey.
No kidding.
That's great.
This is my first time listening to it. I never knew about it before.
Well, we've been here four years.
Thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it's awesome.
Now
thank you so much.
So you say guide dog users
are
spreading the word.
Are you visually impaired?
What was that?
Are you visually impaired?
She is. I asked her off the
Yes, I'm legally blind.
I was asking you, so the guide dog users are advertising for us?
No.
Tell them about our show?
Well, they were talking about you guys. Yes, they were talking about the job, you know, the menus.
Oh, okay.
Menus for all, right.
Yeah, so that's how I heard about you guys.
Oh, I hear that. Great. Massachusetts. Okay. I hear that.
Yeah, me too.
I hear it.
Well, thank you, Elise, for calling in.
Thanks, Elise, for calling in. Appreciate it so much, Elise. Keep on calling in and keep on listening.
Stay a member of our family.
Okay. Thanks for being part.
Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Thanks for being part of the Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. We have Jody on the line right now. Jody and Christine calling in.
No.
We got Kevin and Jody.
Kevin, let's talk.
Well, we have
first?
2 minutes.
We got Kevin first, and then we got Jody.
Oh, Kevin, you're on the line.
Kevin and Jody on the other side.
Where are you calling from, Kevin? Is this Kevin from Carolinas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Kevin.
How you doing?
Hey, I know I only got a minute here, so. Yep. Oh, there's one thing about, Lynn, you did pronounce Puxatawny pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Did you never hear that word before?
I did it phonetically.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they still do it, but a couple of the local Pittsburgh stations, when they do it, you know, their live newscast at 6 in the morning, mm-hmm. they usually have that live on there.
Oh.
It's a big event up there.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. There's
two other quick things. Even though he saw his shadow, I mean, he didn't see his shadow.
Okay.
Oh, spring is coming later this year.
Oh, Desiree won't be happy. She was all excited.
Got a question for you, Kevin.
It's a leap year. It's a leap year. There's 29 days in February.
Hey, Kevin, I got a question for you. Now, I've always been curious. Is it just one groundhog, or do they do different groundhogs? Can't be the same groundhog forever. Is it the same hole? Same groundhog?
There's been a number of them all, you know, the old ones died and they just, you know, get another one.
So is it using the same groundhog hole or another hole?
I have no idea.
That's pretty good.
I have no idea.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Kevin.
We're going to talk to Jody.
Oh, no, we're going to take her at the other side of the
break.
We'll
take Jody on the other side?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in, Kevin.
Yeah.
We're going to break.
We are going to go to the top of the hour now.
We're going to the top of the hour. We'll get you back on the other side of the break.
Well, right before we go to break, just giving you a heads up, we're getting ready. We're 14 seconds into halftime. It's 10-10. We got two performances at the halftime show, and these commercials have been kind of hilarious as they've been coming through. This Cheetos commercial and with MC Hammer coming out of everywhere with just a head talking about can't touch this because everybody's struggling with something in their head. But because the man's hands is full of Cheetos – or he got the prints from Cheetos on it. He can't help nobody do anything. So a man struggling with a bed and a couch at the same time. He said, help. And then the man said, he pulls out his hand out the bag. And then the man said, oh, okay, I understand. That's it.
All right, go to break.
Yeah.
Don't go away. And that was Chris Shaw talking.
I know.
Chris Shaw. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with top of the hour. Don't go away. You listen to Blind and Beyond Radio. Bump, 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 do-ba-do-ba-do-bump.